Little Debbie by Alyssa the Comic Book Babe. Debbie was an amazing girlfriend. You two complimented each other fantastically, both of you putting each other's happiness ahead of your own, but never competing over who was better. That Halloween, she had decided to dress as one of your fantasies, the nerdy little college co-ed. Suspenders, plaid skirt, polo top, bow tie, complete with glasses and pigtails. You were over the fucking moon. You wanted to throw her in bed the moment you saw her, but you both knew the anticipation would make that night so much more fun. After the party, you were so turned on by watching her all night you could hardly think straight. She dragged you into the bedroom and pushed you onto bed. I have one more surprise for you. She slipped her purse off her shoulder and pulled out a vial. I may have been snooping on your computer. I may have been reading some of those comics you downloaded. I may have especially liked those growth ones. Your whole body tingled with arousal. You could hardly contain your excitement. And just like that, she upended the vial and drank it down. You're about to come right in your pants. Even if this was all just some role play, it was the hottest thing she'd ever done for you. You walked as her breathing got heavy and rapid. Fuck! She moaned, her knees going weak as she backed up against the dresser. It's like, I can almost feel it. She let a single excited laugh escape her lips as her hands grabbed for her suspenders. She wasn't just slipping them off. She was tearing at them. You squirmed at the edge of the bed. This was just like all your favorite pages in those comics she looked at. She grabbed at her breasts, squeezing them and massaging them, grabbing at her bow tie and ripping it free from her neck. It bounced off the door and you jumped. You were both excited and concerned for her at this point. Debbie? You allowed yourself to ask. Fuck! She grunted. Ugh! She gasped. She slammed her palm against the dresser top and bent her knees as her legs widened open. Her head slammed back as she practically yelled up at the ceiling. You watched her thighs shaking as she tore that little plaid skirt right off and moaned, sweet juices dripping down her thighs. Did she actually just come? She was biting at her bottom lip, staring at you through those dorky little glasses, her chest still heaving. There was no way she came in still this hot and heavy, right? Her hands trembled as they went up her sides, squeezing and pinching at her nipples, causing her head to toss back again. God! She screamed, so fucking horny! She ripped at her polo shirt and the buttons flew from the collar, continuing to pull harder and harder until the shirt finally gave way and ripped right in half, ripping it from her shoulders, exposing her pert, beautiful breasts. Your jaw fell into your lap. Sure, she wasn't actually growing out of her clothes, but watching her act it out so viciously, with so much energy, you really couldn't wait to show her exactly how excited this was making you. Debbie was whining, pulling her underwear up on the sides so that they rubbed tightly against her. She looked at you with pleading eyes and you made a motion to come closer, but she shook her head, trying to tell you to stay back. So you sat back down. Debbie took one hand and jammed it into her panties, wrist deep and hard, thrusting her head back. Oh, God, I get it. I can feel myself growing bigger and stronger for you. It's so hot and I just want to be bigger. I just need to be stronger. I just need to be so much more. Fuck, you were so turned on right now. You couldn't take it anymore. You grabbed her and threw her into bed. That night, you both came at least 5 times, sometimes with each other, sometimes for each other. But one thing was absolutely sure. You wouldn't rest until you found a way to make this vial really make her grow as big and strong as you both desired.